It is KMRS, 12:30 a.m., 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning at 8:46. Thanks for hanging out on this Tuesday morning. Right now, time for Community Connection. I've got Shane Munson, superintendent for Morris Area Schools. How are you?
Good. Good morning on this soggy Tuesday, huh?
Indeed, yeah. So I haven't talked to you in a little while. Wanted to catch up with you and see what we have going on for our Community Connection today. Well, let's start with the building update.
Yeah, as I've shared, I think every month that I've been on, we were fortunate enough to pass a bond last August and doing an addition to our elementary school, which is an exciting thing for the district. There was a plan submitted to the state of Minnesota on March 15th, and that plan needs to be reviewed and signed off on by the state, and that's where we're in that holding pattern from there. With the plan, we're still on track to begin construction late June, early July, but certainly that plan needs to be approved prior to that. Hopefully we won't run into any issues with that, so we're still on time, but that's everything we know as of this point. We're still on track to get going late June, early July.
All right, very cool. And what else is on the docket? We've been talking about transportation, I guess, up next, huh?
Yeah, so our transportation services include buses and vans, and it's just been really challenging this year. We have a great staff of bus drivers, but we're limited by the number of bus drivers we have because it's difficult to get them licensed, and they have to have their CDL license before they can get their bus driver license. So there's a lot of steps to go through to get people licensed, and because it's 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon, it takes a person with a special schedule to do that. So we're really thin on employees. So within that process, then we started to look at what are some options that we could maybe take a look at. And one of those is looking at outside contractors to come in and do the transportation services. Hmm. And the districts around us that currently do that are Ortonville, CGB, Chicago, Alberta, West Central, and Minnewaska. So there are some services out there. So last night at the board meeting, the board approved to go out for request for proposal, which is basically a bid. No commitment. We're just going to take a look and see, is there somebody out there to be willing to do it, and what would the cost be? And the board can choose to accept a bid. They can reject all bids and continue in the format we're using now. But we owe it to our community and our constituents to take a look, and our bus drivers as well, because it's difficult to take days off or be gone when you're sick if there's nobody to drive your route. So I just want to make it very, very clear. We're not unhappy with our bus drivers. They do a great job of transporting our kids. And we're just exploring options at this point to see what's the next best step for Morris Area Schools.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's hauling precious cargo. I mean, and it does take a special person, not only scheduling wise, but yeah, very cool. Let's see. Graduation's coming up.
Yeah. So exciting time of the year. You know,